Yes, Lord. Amen. Glory. Amen. Amen. Good.
Hallelujah.
Good words.
Yes. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Father and Lord. Anybody else, just go ahead and speak it out. Amen. Good. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord, Father. Glory. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Father. We love you, Lord. Thank you for you. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, that you came and sought us out. You came and found me. My horrible condition set me free, changed me into a completely
Glory.
Different person than I was. Thank you so much, God. Thank you for your love that shed abroad in our hearts, the most powerful force in the universe. Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Glory be to God. We bless you and we honor you.
Yes.
Well, you can sit down if you want, or you can stand like me. Either way. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you guys so much. Kevin, it's good to see you, buddy. Hallelujah. Well, I was hearing a few things this morning. I'm not going to go into all of it. Amen. And it kind of ties in with some of your words, but here's one of the things that... that I was hearing from the Lord, that the enemy has stepped up
Amen.
Pressure.
Good, good words.
And in three specific
Glory,
areas
you,
that
Lord.
I heard, there's others. And that's to keep us ignorant,
Amen.
Depressed,
yes.
and sick.
Thank you, Lord.
When Jesus died on the cross, I'm going to give you a football analogy. All right?
Anybody else, just go ahead and speak it out.
He handed the ball to us. But too often we hand it back. And we play defense.
Yeah. Good, yes.
Instead
yes,
of offense.
Thank you, Father.
I really sense that escalation word. Acceleration.
We love you, Lord.
Some
Thank
movement
you for you.
From
Thank you
defense
for your word.
To offense.
Thank you, Father.
Not being
you
so concerned about what the
out.
Devil's doing.
You came and
but
found
being concerned
me.
About what God's doing.
My horrible condition.
That's the way Jesus lived his
free.
Life. He wasn't concerned about what the
changed
devil's doing.
The whole kingdom of darkness.
Into a completely
he didn't play
different
defense.
Person than I was.
Thank
the
you.
The Bible
so
says
much,
that
God.
He. How did he live?
Thank you for your love.
By
that
every
shed
word
abroad
in
our
the mouth
most
of God.
Powerful
told
force
us to live.
In the
he only
universe.
Did what he saw the
Thank
Father
you,
doing,
Father.
And he only said what he
Glory
heard him say.
God, we bless
That's
you
offense.
And we honor you.
That's offense. And the Lord
well,
gave us the ball. He gave us the crown,
like me.
Either way.
Bless
we need
the
to
name
we need
Lord.
To, to
you,
know
guys,
as
so
watchmen
much.
Some things that are
Kevin's
happening.
Good to see you, buddy.
But we need to take the ball and be offensive.
Hallelujah.
I really hate.
Well, I was hearing
to
a
see.
Few things this morning. I
when
I'm
Christians
not
are on
all
the run.
Of it.
The devil's doing this and the devil's doing that. And you're too devil conscience. What's the Lord doing? What's the
it
Lord
kinda
say?
Kind of ties in with some of your words, but here's one of the
Amen.
Things that.
Last day of 2017, tonight at midnight, it'll be in the rearview mirror.
Up pressure.
2017 to a new year, 2018.
In three specific areas that I heard. There's
Sarah's not in here, so I will give her a break.
To keep us ignorant.
She turned 40. Her birthday's on Christmas Day.
Sick.
She's going to kill me again. She turned 40 in
And then Wednesday I said, Sarah was driving down the street. She looked in the rearview mirror, and what did she see?
I'll give you a football analogy, all right?
That was bad, wasn't it?
He handed the ball to us.
That's just part of, you know, she's been brutal to me on my birthday and messing with me and stuff, but too often we
hand it back. I got to get it back to some degree.
And we play defense.
Okay, so today obviously is the last day of this year. We got a new year.
Of course, we've entered in God's calendar a new year 3 months ago. And really sense that escalation word.
Let me get the announcement part out of the way.
And then I'm going to jump into some things.
The language project.
From defense.
I mean, this still is an amazing thing to me. This is our second language project that we've participated in. When was the first one? 2 years ago?
Does anybody remember the date?
That's the way Jesus lived his life.
He wasn't concerned about what the devil was doing, the whole kingdom of darkness.
He didn't play defense.
And the Bible $35,000
to live?
Do one language
by every word that proceeded
from
the mouth of God.
It's just a wonderful thing.
That's how
Wycliffe,
he only did what he saw the Father doing, and he only said
what he heard him say.
Together.
That's all.
To get every language, every known language.
And the Lord
in
gave us the ball.
He gave us
get
the crown
out. We are seeing fulfillment of what we have been calling the Great Commission.
We need to know as watchmen some things
that are happening. And it's just a wonderful thing to be part of it.
But we need to take the ball.
And so this is our second language project.
When we started this project, we were told that they had a matching
when
grant.
Christians are on the run.
So if we paid $17,500
doing
that,
the
two devil comes fully, and
what's
we
the Lord
sent,
do?
Right
the
away
Lord
we
say?
Sent $10,000. That was a month ago. And
last
and
day
just,
of 2017,
we just made a
tonight at midnight,
we were going to finish
it'll be
it
in the rearview mirror
today.
2017
well,
to a new
we
year,
did
2018.
It's we sent the chairs
like
two
in
weeks
here, so
ago
I
to finish that $7,500, which is doubled.
She
to
she,
date
she turned 40. Her birthday's on Christmas
you guys,
Day.
She's gonna kill me again.
This is one of the reasons why
she
I called
and,
when people
and Wednesday
ask,
I said
and I only get
Sarah
asked
was driving
I'm
down
around,
the street.
Like
she
pastors,
looked in the rearview mirror
how big
and what
is your
did
congregation?
She see?
And I say it is huge, but we're few in number.
That was bad, wasn't it?
Because our few in number,
that's just
part of, you know,
a lot.
She's been brutal to
I mean,
me
just
on
look
my
at
birthday
two?
And messing with me and stuff.
Two.
I got to get it back
in less than
some
years.
Degree.
$35,000.
Okay, so today obviously is the last
done.
Day of
and,
this year. We got a new
we
year.
Had
$7,500. Of course, we've entered in God's calendar
what,
a new year
so,
3 months
six
ago.
6 weeks, I said something like
and,
that.
And I don't know the totals. I just
let
know
me just,
that over
let me get the announcement
of
part
it.
Out of the way, and then I'm going to jump into some things.
The language project.
I was just going
to
say
it,
we
I mean,
were right around
$2,100, but
this
we made
our second,
up, covenant,
second
up,
language
we
project
sure
that
we've participated
in.
When was
the
first one?
Year?
2 years ago? Does anybody know, remember the
math
date?
Is somewhere
two
right?
Years ago.
We're only short about
that we did the
$1,300,
$1,200.
Huh?
So if you would still like to give to
and,
them
$35,000
to do one language recording,
and,
it's just
but it, I wanted you to know that it is
Wycliffe
done.
Company Faith
it's
comes
out
by
there.
All of these Bible translators
and it is in the works
together
of
to get every language, every known
just,
language
just incredible.
In
that's,
Scripture
really
and
incredible.
Get the Scripture out.
I wanted
we're,
to remind you all, too,
of what we
you know
have
what,
been calling the
what's
Great
What's fun to do, and
I
didn't do this
because
I felt like the Lord wanted to talk about
it's just a wonderful thing to be part of it.
Day to enter into
and so this
year.
Is our second language
but
project.
But it's kind of fun sometimes to look back over the last year.
We,
see,
you know, when
sometimes
we
you get
started
so much
this
into
project,
the woods of things,
we were told that
really
they had a matching grant for half of it.
So if we paid $17,500,
it was financially,
it's just been amazing. I mean, our building's paid off 2.5 years early.
We paid our building off this year.
$10,000,
which is just
that was a month
thing.
Ago.
We
and,
have been
and
giving
we just,
as a
we just made it a commitment that we were going to finish
in,
it
we've,
by
we've
been
today.
13%
well,
of that,
and then we give
we
over and above
it.
That as well. But that's like
we
automatic.
We sent the check like 2 weeks ago
we
to finish
that,
that $7,500, which is
so
double
every dollar that comes in. 20%
of that
is going
guys,
out
for either local or.
This is one
missions.
Of the reasons why I call our
and then we had you know our fire
only get asked when I'm. Around
I mean, was
like
an amazing year for fireworks.
How big is
sales?
Your congregation? And I say it is huge, but we're few
just
in number.
Amazing. And we fund the neighborhood network
because our few in
that.
Number accomplishes
how many
a lot.
21.
I mean, just look at two,
right
two, 22
language
families
in less than 3 years.
Oh, we did
$35,000.
25 families that were part of the neighborhood
and,
network.
We had $7,500.
That's
went
kind
on
of like
what, 5 weeks or so.
our church within a church down there, you know.
And Cherie's been.
I don't know the totals. I just know that over 5,000 of that ministry too. So and that just is a couple things. And then the last thing I just wanted to mention too.
I was just going to say we are right around $2,100, but we needed a new cover.
You know that we
wanted to make sure they had that check, and it was all doubled and finished by the end of the year.
Just an amazing connection with some of my friends here in Kansas City.
We're only short about $1,300, $1,200.
So if you would still like to give to that, you're more than the Gospel League in the nation of India
to do that.
And but when I met him, you to know that
we had lunch. I just really felt like a heart
it is in the
works.
And that, I want to just share with you because I just to let you know how
just incredible that really is an incredible.
I try to.
I wanted to remind you all too
with things.
You know what?
One of the things
what's fun to do,
to me,
and I mean, right as we started,
I felt like the Lord wanted to talk about something else today on this last day to enter into.
He said
the
to
new
do
year.
Everything by relationship,
but it's kind of fun sometimes the relationship to look back over the last year and see.
Because really, when you think about it, relationships,
so the woods of things,
that's it.
You don't really see all of the things
you know,
that we've accomplished.
It is true. We can't take anything with us when we die.
Four new covenants.
But I always add this:
it's just we can take
our buildings paid off 2.5 years early.
It's relationship.
We paid our building.
The kingdom's about relationship. Our relationship with our daddy,
which is just
our relationship with one another.
We
and
have
and
been
eternal.
Giving as a congregation 13%.
New Covenant Ministries
every
is not
dollar
eternal.
That comes in, we've been giving.
These purple chairs are not eternal.
Of that.
And then we give
you
over
know,
and above that.
A lot
as
of
well,
the things we're
like
doing
automatic.
13%
goes
but
away.
That's
we jump
eternal.
That up.
It's
and so when I met him, I just really felt that connection.
So
long
every
story
dollar
short,
comes in, 20%
you know,
of
we
that
have the 5-year commitment
going
with
out
India
or either local or foreign.
Going to India once a year.
And then we had, you know, our fireworks
conferences.
I mean, that's
an amazing
thing too.
Year for fireworks sales.
For a huge
17 grand that we made
number.
In that. Just amazing. And we
because
we fund
are now
just
if you haven't been
that,
looking because we post all
and
the financials,
how many families
I know
21?
Sometimes people don't look
right now.
We jumped up that giving this year as well. We were giving
$22
a month towards the India project.
Oh, we did.
We
doubled it.
25 families that were part of the neighborhood
every month that goes to that project.
It
takes
that's,
about three
that's
quarters of
like,
$1 to
our church within a
particular region,
you know,
in India.
And
we're calling it region
that,
two.
Some of you other
one of the things that got me so excited about India not only
too,
was
so
was
and that just is a couple things.
India,
and then the last thing
but it was
I
also
wanted
how
to mention
they did
too
missions.
Their
India.
Mindset on how they
and,
do
you know that
you know,
we
when I say church planning, it's similar to what the normal church planning, but
just an amazing connection with some of my
and,
friends here
they don't
in Kansas
want
City,
us,
sending
Americans, to do
to
everything. They just want
Sam
us
Stevens,
to come and
who
teach,
is the president
and to
equip, of the
India Gospel
and they want
League,
the indigenous
in the
people to
India.
Go out. And I just haven't been a part
and then when I met him,
of missions work
we had
like
lunch.
This.
I just really felt
and,
like a part
in this
a
partnership.
Heart
and that, and I want to just
you know,
share with
February,
you,
February
5th, you know how I'll be going again to
I
India.
I try to
Scott's going
sense how God is moving and connecting with
Scott
them.
Jones is going to go.
It was one of the things
and,
he mentioned to me. I mean, right as we started.
I mentioned this on a Wednesday night.
18 years ago.
And I'll talk
he
about
said
it again
to do everything
before
by
I go. Because
the,
so
there's an
the
relationship
here
that is very intriguing.
Really, when you
for,
think about it,
us.
Relationships,
that's it.
The
you know
when I met Sam
it
Stevens,
is true we can't take anything with us when we die.
Of India Gospel League
but I always add this
with.
We can take each other.
I gave him one of my books.
It's relationships.
And,
the kingdom
and he and I have had a couple
our
discussions
with
about
our daddy,
Ecclesia
and our relationship with
last
another,
year when I was in
and that's eternal
in India.
New Covenant Ministries
teaching,
is not
he
eternal.
And I talked and he was going to teach
purple chairs
a little bit on
eternal.
Ecclesia.
I didn't know that, but I
a lot of the
him
things
I
we're doing
a little bit.
Eternal,
and
he
but
said, "Yeah."
Eternal.
And he said, "Matter of fact."
And
I'm
so when I met him, I just really
great.
Felt that connection. Long story
so
short,
so this year,
you know, we have a 5-year
every year
commitment with India
in this work.
And
they
and
start
to India
January
1
to December 31st. They have a theme.
I mean, that's an amazing
all their
thing.
Regional directors, all their pastors,
for a huge congregation. That's
they all that theme is presented in workshops.
We are now just
years
if you haven't been looking because we post all the financials.
And it's just
you know
talk.
On through
we
the
jumped
whole
up
year.
That giving this year as well. We were giving $250
before
a month.
Before
I
knew
project,
what the theme
we
was, I've been waiting for that.
$500 a month.
Every month that goes
when,
to that
when Renee and I and some others were of in Israel
to
last
reach
this
the
last
particular
January.
Region in India.
As you
we're
know, I got to go
two.
To Caesarea Philippi.
One of the things that got me so excited about India not
only
was,
right
was
there
the
Jesus
relational
did.
Connection with India.
Yeah, I just think about
but it was
that.
Also how
like,
they did missions.
You know,
their mindset on how they
and
do.
So
you know,
I tried to clean up
when
the
I say
video
church
a little
planning,
bit.
It's so
similar
much
to what
get it all out,
normal
but we put it on
planning,
YouTube,
but it's more Ecclesia.
And then put it on Facebook.
And they don't want us
two guys
Americans
from India
to do everything.
They just
contacted.
Want us to come and teach.
And one
and
of them did it
right
on
the
Facebook
the indigenous
page,
people
so
to go out.
Comment,
and I just haven't been a part
of
so before
mission
I knew
work
what the theme
like
was,
this,
after I
and,
posted this
in this
video,
partnership, and
I send Sam,
you know, in February 5th,
a message and asked him about the
India,
possibility.
And
Scott really encouraged me to do this several
Scott
times.
Scott Jones is going to go
about teaching and, on ecclesia.
I mentioned this,
you know,
on a Wednesday night,
little, you know,
and
I'll
talk about
the,
it again before
out,
I go, because
and I didn't
the,
hear back
an
from him, and so
is very intriguing.
The second guy,
for,
is this confusing?
Us. Am I making this confusing?
The second
the,
guy,
when
India,
I met Sam Stevens, who is the,
actually,
the president
I
of the
emailed
Indian Gospel
him
League that we connected with,
to ask him another question.
I gave him one of my books.
And when he emailed me
and,
back,
and he and I have had
said,
a couple discussions about ecclesia.
I saw your video
last year when I was in,
and he said, I need that book.
And I want
teaching
to know more.
He and I talked, and he was going to teach
about it
a little bit
said,
on ecclesia.
Oh.
I didn't know that,
I thought,
but I asked him
I'll
if
respond
I could teach
and say,
a little
well,
bit.
I sent an email
said,
to
yeah,
Sam.
He
asking,
says, matter of fact, I'm going to teach
asking
some,
if so that would be great.
It's a possibility.
So
we can do
this
maybe
year,
a later time or whatever.
Every
some
year
on ecclesia
in this work.
So he sends
they
me
start
an email back
January 1
and
to
says
December
yes,
31st.
They have
definitely a possibility
for all their regional directors, all their pastors, and all their churches.
So it's one of the things I mentioned.
All
that
theme is presented in
workshops,
the yearly conference that we'll go to,
in all of
and
that.
It's just,
and
here's,
you know, here's
the
thing
through
the
whole
this
year
that was exciting to me.
He's the guy I'm emailing with.
I knew what the theme was.
He is the guy
that's
been waiting
all of the
that,
teaching and training for IGL.
That
and if I'd have thought about it, he would have been the guy I should have went to
last
anyway about this, and not necessarily Sam, because Sam's not like hands-on,
short message
on the everyday
teaching and
training. So we have
that
opportunity now. I get an email after this,
and
guess
so
what the theme is.
I tried
this
to clean up the video a little bit because there was so much wind, couldn't get it all out, but we put it on
Matthew 16. Jesus says, "I will build my
Facebook."
And that's the theme
that they are working on for this
contact
whole year.
And
one
no
of them did it right on
the Facebook
the kingdom
page,
when
so
you live in by
his
faith.
His comment.
Amen.
So before I knew what the
when
theme was,
you hear
after
the
I
word,
posted this video, I send Sam a message and asked him
worship
about the possibility, and
what
Scott
comes to
really
mind
encouraged me to do this several times, about teaching on ecclesia.
I should have been like a psychiatrist.
You know, just more than one little
we had
you know,
room.
Just, try to get
and
the,
we just
the
do a word
out
thing.
And I didn't hear back
so
from
I hear
him,
lifestyle.
So
I heard.
The second guy, is this confusing?
Am I making
intertwining with God?
The second guy from India.
What's that?
Actually, I emailed him.
Vertical relationship?
To ask him another question. And when he emailed me back, he said, I saw your video on
well, let's just take a few
Facebook,
minutes.
And he said, and, I need that book, and I want to know
more. You know, I just
more
feel like before we do that, we need
about
to pray for
it.
Israel,
and I said,
for some
oh.
I thought, I'll respond and say, well, I sent an
Lord,
email to Sam asking,
how do you want us to
asking
pray
if
specifically?
It's a possibility.
I mean,
if
we
you're
can
do maybe a later time or whatever, some teaching on ecclesia. So he sends me an email back. And says,
Father, I pray
yes,
for the leadership,
definitely
Benjamin
a possibility.
And
let's
down
talk about
Father,
it when you
come
in
hear
February.
Your word,
so that's one of the things
your
I mentioned that
for
to
this hour
you is for prayer for that, to see how the Lord might lead in all of that. And here's a thing about this that was exciting to me, is the guy I'm emailing with, he is the guy that's over all of the teaching and training for IGL. And if I'd have thought about it, he would have been the guy I should have went to anyway about this, and not necessarily Sam, because Sam's not like right hands-on on the everyday teaching and training. So we have that opportunity. Now, I get an email after this, and guess what the theme is for this whole year in India? Matthew 16, Jesus says, I will build my church. That's the theme that they are working on for this whole year. And there's no coincidences in the kingdom when you're living by faith. Amen. When you hear the word, wait for it, worship, what comes to mind? I should have been like a psychiatrist and had you laid down since we had the room. And we just do a word thing. So I hear lifestyle, I heard intertwining with God. What's that? Vertical relationship.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's just take a few minutes. And, you know, I just feel like before we do that, we need to pray for Israel for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord.
Lord, what's happening? How do you want us to pray specifically, Father? I mean, if you're getting anything, just pray it out. Father, I pray for the leadership, Benjamin Netanyahu and on down, Father, that they would hear your word.
Glory.
And your strategies for this hour.
Mm.
Thank you, Father. Lord, I pray for any watchmen around Israel, the watchmen on the walls, if they are sleepy or drowsy, that they would be awake in Jesus' name. They would have eyes to see and ears to hear. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Anybody else have anything? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory. Okay. Amen. Glory. All right. Worship. Mm.
Worship.
Thank you, Father. Just think about that for just a minute. I feel like I sense.
Lord, I pray for any watchmen around Israel,
the
watchmen
so,
on the walls, if they are sleepy or
that,
drowsy, that they would be awake in Jesus' name.
The Lord
name.
Just really highlighting.
They would have
worship.
Eyes to see and ears to hear to me.
But I want to just do a very quick biblical
yes, Lord.
Study of worship. Because worship can mean different things, you know, to different people, different congregations. When we talk about worship,
thank you, Father.
We typically call when, you know, the music and the band, when they're playing and we're singing, that that's worship or the worship part of the service. But what is worship? What's true worship? What does the Bible have to say about worship? What does Jesus have to say about worship? Because he did talk about it. Matter of fact, the first three commandments of the Ten Commandments is all about worship. Don't have any other gods. Don't have an idol. Don't worship them or serve them. So worship is very, very important. There's a Hebrew word for worship, and there's two main Greek words
Hallelujah.
For worship.
Thank you, Lord.
One of the things that might help to understand is every human being is a worshiper because we were created to be worshipers by God. It is part of who we are. It's part of our created being that we are worshipers. The first time the Hebrew word for worship yes, appears in the Old Testament is in Genesis chapter 18.
Yes, Lord.
Genesis chapter 18. Now, the first time we see a very evident demonstration of worship is with Cain and Abel when they gave offerings.
Okay.
But it's interesting that there's no Hebrew word there and no English word either for that matter
that mentions worship in the context of Cain and Abel's offering.
Worship.
But the first time we see the word, Hebrew word for worship is Genesis 18,
I feel like,
verse 2. The Bible says that
since
God came to Abraham.
This last week or so.
Abraham's sitting at the tent of the door of his tent. He opens his eyes up and he sees three men at a distance.
To me.
He gets up and he runs to those three guys.
Biblical.
And it says that he
worshiped.
Of worship. New American Standard says that he bowed before them.
Because worship can mean different things.
And that's what the Hebrew word worship means, to bow before.
When we talk about worship.
Interestingly enough, that the Greek word for worship also means, the most common word used means to bow before, to bow down, to prostrate.
What is worship? It even means the Greek one even means. What does the Bible have to say about worship? What does Jesus have to say about worship?
So the first time, and remember that there is a biblical principle of first mention.
Don't have any other gods.
That
have
principle
an idol.
Says
don't
that
them or
the
serve.
First time it's mentioned in Scripture,
the worship is very, very
helps us to
there's
understand
for
what
worship,
God is communicating, what he's talking about a certain topic,
one of the things
a certain subject
that
and worship
to understand
the very first time Genesis 18 that
human
the Hebrew
being
word
is a worshiper,
but it's translated bow.
Because
so
we were
often
created to be
the
be
word worship
by God.
Is translated
it is part
to bow down.
Of who we are
to bow down. What does it mean to bow down to somebody? If I'm gonna
that we are
bow before
the first
Sheree.
Time the Hebrew word for worship appears in the Old Testament in Genesis chapter 18.
I'm humbling. I'm giving honor. Respect.
Genesis chapter 18.
Now the first time
giving
we,
a reverence,
we see a very evident demonstration of worship is with Cain
it means
and Abel.
Submission.
I'm lowering myself. I'm
it's interesting
I'm respecting
that there's
you,
no Hebrew word there
and no English word either for that matter.
This is
that
why
mentions
those who
worship in the context of Cain
extremely
and Abel's offering.
Upset when Obama went over to Saudi Arabia.
But the first time we see the word Hebrew
King.
Word for worship is Genesis 18,
no
verse 2. The
of
Bible says that
ever bow
God came to Abraham.
Leader. You can nod.
Abraham's sitting
smile.
At the tent of
you can shake
the
a
door
hand.
Of his tent.
But don't
he
bow.
Opens his eyes up and he sees three men at a distance.
But
he
worship
gets up and he runs to those three guys. Is to bow. It is to become humble before,
worshiped.
Submitted in
New American
obedient.
Standard says that he
we are acknowledging that the Lord, He is God.
He's
the lover of my soul. He is Lord.
And that's
he's
what
master
the Hebrew
and
word
king.
Worship means, to bow.
And my life
before.
Is in your hand. Interestingly enough, that the Greek word for worship
serve.
Also means, the most common word used means to
sure,
bow
that's the definition
before,
of
to
worship.
Bow down, to prostrate. It even means the Greek
worship
one means to kiss.
Worship is not a song sung.
So the first time, and remember,
it's not an instrument
that there
played.
Is a biblical principle of first mention
of our heart.
That principle
worship
says
is a lifestyle to be lived, not a
time
service
it's
mentioned
to
in Scripture.
Helps us to understand what
in fact, I'll go
God
this
is
far
communicating,
to say this.
What He's talking about a certain topic or a certain
uh-oh.
Subject.
And
worship,
please, no rocks,
the very first
no
times Genesis 18, that the Hebrew word, but it's translated bow. So
isn't
often
worship,
the word worship is translated to bow
dance.
Down. To bow down, what does it mean to bow down to somebody?
Sunday.
If I'm going to bow before
Sheree,
I'm humbling, I'm giving honor, respect, I'm giving a reverence.
I would even say it's hypocritical. Obey.
It means submission. I'm lowering myself, I'm honoring you, and I'm respecting
but we gather
you,
once a week,
and
twice
here
a week
to sing
you.
This is why
to our
those
father,
who
are awake
not saying that
were
we should do away with bands, music, upset when Obama went over
no,
to Saudi Arabia
at all.
What I'm saying is that
Saudi
is not
King.
Worship, but it is a demonstration of
no
some worship.
It's part of worship
of our country should ever bow.
But in and of itself isn't
before
worship.
Any other leader.
You can nod. You can
because
smile.
Worship
you can shake
from
a hand.
Scripture, and we'll look at some more,
don't bow.
Is a bowing before the Lord. It's not just the physical bowing down or getting
worship
on our knees. It is the heart condition of bowing
is
before
to bow,
it
the
is
Lord,
to knowing who He is.
Become humble before,
and
submitted,
awesome, and we are
in
giving our life, and
we are
acknowledging
serving,
that the Lord
is,
He is God.
The second
He's
Greek word that
of
is
my
used
soul,
for worship
is Lord, He's Master,
actually
He's
means
King.
To serve.
And my
to
life
serve.
Is in your hand. And I'm here. To worship is a humble posture of submission, acknowledging who the Lord is in His righteousness and holiness.
In short, that's the definition of
an
worship.
An act of honor and respect. Worship is not a song sung.
Matthew
it's not
chapter
an instrument
4.
Played. This is the temptation of Jesus.
But it's the first time Jesus mentions the word
of our
worship.
Heart. Worship is a lifestyle to be lived.
It says again, the devil took him
to a very high mountain. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you do what?
Uh-oh.
Sing me a song.
Hands, please. No rocks. No.
Play the violin. Dance.
Is it worship?
If you fall down
to raise our hands and to sing,
to dance
on Sunday,
but
not
on Monday. The king.
Or Tuesday?
I'm the ruler. He wasn't just asking him to stand there and raise his hands,
but to bow.
I would even say it's
before him
as king, as master, as Lord. And what did Jesus say to him? Go, Satan, for it is written.
We're not living a lifestyle of worship.
Now, this is
but we gather once
a
week,
twice
a week.
Jesus uses both.
Sing.
Actually, it's translated
praise
both
songs
Greek words for worship.
Father,
I am not saying
sentence.
That. We should do away with bands, music.
He says, you shall worship, bow down,
what I'm saying
humble
is
yourself,
is
prostrate
worship,
yourself.
It is a demonstration of
submit
worship.
To
part of worship.
The Lord your God,
and
the other word for worship, serve.
Because worship from
him.
Scripture, and we'll look at some more, is a bowing before the Lord. It's not just
worship
the physical
involves
bowing
the
down
heart
getting
posture.
On our knees. It is the heart condition of bowing before
of bowing
the Lord,
being humble
knowing
before
who He is,
submitted to.
And He's awesome.
And the
we are
second
giving
part
our life
of worship,
and we are serving,
serving
which is
him
the second
him
Greek word
only.
That is used for worship actually
this
means
is where
to
I want
serve.
To go this next year.
To serve, if we haven't already. To worship is a humble posture of submission, acknowledging
no
who the Lord is
us,
in His righteousness and holiness.
Not our
an
job,
act of honor
not
and
our
respect.
Children, not our spouse.
We are agreeing with His orders over us.
Not our bank accounts.
Not our
Matthew
stuff.
Chapter 4.
This is the temptation of Jesus.
Worship is a
first time
decision
Jesus
of the heart and of the mind.
And then it can be demonstrated.
It says again, the devil took
body.
Him to a very high mountain. He showed
what
him all the kingdoms
I,
of the world
I
and their glory.
And
he said to him,
musical,
all these things I will give you
that I love
if
about
you do
music.
What?
And I love the singing.
Sing me
and
a
I'll
song.
Tell you what, when I come on Sunday, God speaks almost every
play the violin.
Sunday. He sometimes he just downloads
dance.
All kinds of stuff in this atmosphere.
If you fall down and bow.
And one of the things I really, really like about
acknowledge
it is if we will engage. Because music's a powerful medium, as you know. It affects, it can affect our minds, our emotions.
He wasn't just asking him to stand there
I
and
mean,
raise
when
his
Saul
hands.
Was, you know,
but
having the evil spirits, were, and,
before him,
you know,
as king, as
David
master,
came
as
and played the
Lord.
Harp.
And what did Jesus say to him?
Go, Satan, for it is written.
Away.
Music is a
now,
powerful,
this is an interesting passage
because
sound.
Jesus uses both. Actually, it's translated
as a
both
powerful
Greek
force.
Words for worship are in this sentence.
You use sound waves to break
he
up.
He says, you shall worship, bow
sound,
down,
do all kinds of stuff.
Humble yourself, prostrate
it,
yourself, submit
remember
to
the Lord spoke to us
the Lord your
ago,
God, and the other word for worship,
a lot of
serve
sound.
Him.
Only.
So music is powerful. One of the things I really like about it is we can engage
worship
in
our whole being.
The heart posture, our minds, our spirits and our bodies.
Being humble before, submitted
to. An illustration
to,
of the tabernacle.
And the second
the
part of worship
that had those three compartments,
him,
those three areas of the outer court, the inner court, and the most holy place. Representing
where
the
I
flesh
go this next
and the soul and then the spirit.
We haven't already.
And the spirit unity with God, one to one. But too often we stay in the outer court where it's just
that we will have no other idols before us, no other gods.
not our job, not our children, not our spouse.
So worship involves both our heart posture,
not our bank accounts,
and our willingness
our
to serve, to obey God. Worship is a decision
also,
of the heart and of the mind.
Jesus said, "We will worship,"
and then it can
him,
be demonstrated in the natural
God
body.
Alone,
one of the things I love about music, and I'm not musical.
I think it's interesting the first time Jesus
that I love about
worship,
music.
And I love the singing.
And I'll tell you what, when I come on Sunday, God speaks almost every Sunday. Sometimes he just downloads all kinds of stuff in this
John
atmosphere.
Chapter 4. Let's turn there and just, I want to read this.
And one of the things I really, really like about it is if we will engage.
Probably not going to get through.
Because music's a powerful medium, as you know. It affects, or it can affect our minds, our emotions.
For Israel was a very
important. I mean, when Saul was you know,
thing that we
having
did.
The,
there's another
the
long
evil spirits
discourse.
And,
Jesus,
you know, David
has a discussion with the woman
harp,
at the well,
and that just sent demons.
And he brings up
away.
Actually, she
music
brings
is a powerful sound.
And let's take a look at what
powerful
Jesus said. So I'm not going to read the whole thing. You know the story. Jesus
use sound
tired.
Waves to break
disciples
up kidney
go in
stones.
To get some supplies.
Sound
some
to do all
He's
kinds of
well.
Stuff. I don't know
woman
all that
comes,
much about
it. Samaritan
it's
woman.
Jesus asked
Remember
for a
the
drink.
Lord spoke to us.
She's blown away that
Jesus
would have asked her for a drink.
He spoke that to a lot of different.
So he talks about living sound. Water. They have a little
so
bit
music
of
music is powerful. One of the things I really like about it is we can engage
our whole being.
And I love what she says. I perceive you're a prophet.
Our minds,
what gave you that clue?
Our spirits, and our bodies, which is an illustration of the
Let's
tabernacle.
Let's pick up right there,
the
verse
temple.
19. The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet.
Our fathers
worshipped
in
the
this
outer
mountain."
Court, the
immediately,
court,
let's change the
subject.
Holy
place,
representing the flesh and
the mind,
the
went
soul,
to, this is
and the spirit,
me.
And the spirit unity
but
with God.
She asked,
but too often we stay in the outer court where it's just
worship.
In the flesh. Look what she says. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, but you people say in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
Both our heart posture and humility.
I think there's many people that still have that same.
And our willingness to serve.
Focused on the place.
To obey God.
This building's not the place of
and
worship.
And it also, in another word that Jesus said, we will
no,
worship
no
him,
building
we will bow down to God and him alone.
I could say that because of what Jesus said. She said, he said, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain or in Jerusalem you shall worship the Father."
Context.
In other words, it's not about the place. See, Jesus was about to go to the cross, spill his blood, to cut a brand new covenant, and the whole order of worship is about to change. The whole priesthood is about to change.
What I was expecting, but
he's inaugurating the new covenant and he's setting it up.
For Israel was very important.
It's not about the place. You worship that which you do.
Jesus
not
has a discussion with the woman at the well.
First thing Jesus says is it's not about the place. The second thing he says is you're worshiping something you don't even know. And then he says we worship what we do know.
I'm not going to read the whole thing. You know the story. Jesus was weary, tired. Disciples go in to get some supplies, some food.
He's
at the well. A woman comes, a Samaritan woman.
Principle of
Jesus asked for a drink.
King.
She's
worshiping
blown away that
who
Jesus would have asked her for a drink. So he talks about living
Isn't
water.
Interesting
they have
when
a,
we just think about a little
worship
bit of a
music
a conversation,
and then
years,
Jesus prophetically
you know,
speaks
there.
To her.
And I
but
love
how
what
much
she
of an
says.
Emphasis?
I perceive you're a prophet.
What gave
that
you that?
So
food?
Much of the church puts on music and worship, and in that sense, the worship and the.
Let's pick up right
I mean,
there, verse 19.
The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain."
Immediately, let's change the
too
subject.
Contemporary. Not enough hymns. Look
but
at how many denominational
to,
churches, especially now,
me.
Have a traditional service and a contemporary. And
immediately,
service.
She asks. She talked about the
people
place
will come
of
to a
worship.
Church based on the music, and they will also leave.
Look what she says.
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, but you people say in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. You know what's fascinating to me? I'm just jumping ahead a little
bit. Still have that same.
Jesus never talked about music.
They're focused on the place.
And we're arguing about it.
This building's not the place.
In church. Too long? Too short?
No building is a place of worship.
I could say that because of what Jesus said. He said, "Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain or in Jerusalem
you know
shall
what Jesus
worship
said?
The Father."
When he cleansed the temple, In other words, my father's house shall be a house of worship and praise and music and
Jesus
dancing.
Jesus was about
to go to the cross, spill his blood, to cut a brand new covenant, and the whole order of worship is about to change.
A house of prayer.
The whole priesthood is about to change.
He didn't even say it should be a house of teaching.
He's inaugurating the new covenant, and he's setting it up.
It's not wrong. I'm not saying that these things are wrong.
It's not about the place. You worship that which you do.
Let's get a little bit more biblical and put things in priority.
No.
Of what's important.
First thing Jesus says is it's not about the place. And the second thing he says is you're worshiping something you don't even know.
When I look around in my whole experience,
and then he says we worship what we do know.
Like what they like and don't like what they don't like. That was really deep, wasn't it? That's a pretty important. That we should post that on social media.
Worshiping the King
with a cool picture and emoji or something.
No, when it comes to music,
think
about
style,
worship, and music, and I've talked about it over the years.
Well,
here's like
a
huge news flash.
But how much of an
emphasis
for us
that so much of the church puts on music and worship and in that sense, the worship.
I don't like rap.
I mean,
I don't like
people get in arguments.
God wants to hear it. I'm going to learn it.
Too loud, too low, too contemporary, not enough hymns.
Look at how many denominational
dance like
churches,
a fool,
especially
but when he
now
tells
have a
me
traditional
it.
Service and a contemporary service.
People
Looks
will
like
come to
chicken,
a church
like
based
a
on the music, and
stomach.
They will also leave.
The only thing that's missing
based
is feathers.
On music.
You know what's fascinating to me? I'm just jumping ahead a little bit. Jesus never talked about music.
First thing Jesus says is not about the place. Second thing he says is...
And we're arguing about it.
Let me just kind of paraphrase this.
A time is coming
too long,
when you're
going to
worship who you know.
Should only have these instruments, not those. Because, lady, you're worshiping something you don't know.
And on and on.
You know what Jesus said?
So knowing who we
temple,
worship, important.
He said, my Father's house shall be a house of worship and praise and music and dancing.
For salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers.
Now, if he says true worshipers, there must also
be
prayer.
He didn't even say it should be a house of teaching.
He says true worshipers are going to worship the Father in
it's
two main
I'm not
kingdom truth.
What
spirit
I'm is,
and truth.
Let's get a little bit more biblical and put things in priority of what's important. What's important to Jesus? What's important to his heart?
We have to get out of our head, too.
When I look around in my whole experience being a Christian, is most people
that
were
like
in
what
the
they
like
when we're at church
don't like what they don't like.
And we're in the
that
flesh
really deep
at other times.
Let's post that on social media.
How do you do that? Like, how do you,
with a cool
I've
picture
tried to
and
figure
emoji
that out for
or
years.
Something?
How do you work that up?
No, when it comes to music,
Scott,
it's style,
help me.
Spirit
it's
right now.
Preference, it's...
Yeah,
well,
pray hard.
Here's like a huge news flash. If we're doing it for
if we're
us,
born again, we have to see ourselves. We're in a spirit all the time. All the time.
We're not in and out.
I don't like rap, and I don't like country.
Now,
if
we
God
may
to hear it,
act
I'm gonna learn
in
it.
The flesh.
But we're in the spirit. Romans 8 says that. You are in the spirit.
Changing
like
the way
a fool,
we think.
But when he tells me, I'll just do it.
We'll change the way we talk and change the way we act and behave.
Looks like a funky chicken, like a chicken's dying or something.
The only thing that's missing is
like
feathers.
Something Dale said. You said that. I like a lot of things you say, by the way.
He says, we're not,
okay.
As a matter of fact, I might screw up the words. So you can straighten me out.
First thing Jesus says is not about the place. Second
we're
thing
not,
he says is,
I can't remember if you use the word flesh or
let me just
natural.
Kind of paraphrase
the word
this.
Flesh since I've been using it.
A time is
we're
coming
not fleshly creatures
you're
going to
worship
a spiritual experience.
Who you know.
We're spiritual creatures having a natural. You use the word natural, don't you?
I just lady,
the second part
is something you don't know.
We're spiritual beings having a natural experience.
So knowing who we worship, important.
Isn't that good?
Verse 23, let me finish 22, for salvation is from the Jews, but an hour
spirit.
Is coming
so,
and now is when the true
real quick
worshipers,
here, what does it mean?
Now if he says true worshipers,
worship
there must also
spirit.
Be,
first and foremost, you have to be born again. You have to be born
he
again.
He says true worshipers are going to worship the Father in two main kingdom truths, spirit
really
and
soon.
Truth.
I use the word soon loosely, kind of like Jesus did. He said, I'm going to be back soon, and it's been a while. We have to get out of our head
about
too.
Identity.
At least I think. Because that's something I want to even get
that we're in the spirit
on.
When we're at church,
knowing who we become.
And we're in
when
the
we're
flesh,
again
and that
other time.
Will reveal to us what belongs to us. Because
well,
we won't walk in
just
what belongs
spirit,
to us.
We don't
how do you know?
Do that?
Like how do
it's
you?
It's already been given to us.
I've tried to figure that out for years. How do you work that?
Most
up?
Christians I know, nobody in this room, but most that I know.
Scott, help me. Am I in the spirit right now?
Believe so much less about themselves. And who
yeah,
God
pray hard.
Does. And therefore, they're in a beggar state.
If we're born again, we have
God
to see ourselves.
To
we're in
what
the spirit all the
us.
Time. And they never the access time. It because they don't ever
we're
know
not
that
in
they
and out.
Have it.
And so they're not
now,
walking.
We may
act
the understanding that
in
identity
the flesh.
In who we are when
but we're
born
in the spirit.
Again,
Romans 8 says that.
You are in the spirit.
We have to know to some degree,
changing the way we think
that has to be settled in our heart
will change the way we talk and change
the
way we act
and
behave and
power of ecclesia.
And I just have this sense all of the time.
I like something
that
Dale
God
said. You said that. I like
wants
a lot of
us
things
to
say,
walk.
By the way.
We are
walking in quite a bit of authority.
He says we're
power,
not. But
I matter of fact, I might screw
it,
up the
it,
words.
There's a
so you,
there's
you
a building
out.
To that.
And he wants
not,
us to walk.
I don't. I can't remember if you use the word flesh
that.
Or natural. I'm just going to use the word
power
flesh
and authority.
Isn't
it?
But we're not
that's
fleshly
another,
creatures having a spiritual experience.
So Jesus establishing a new order of worship. He says we must worship in spirit and in truth. We must be born again.
We must
have that
internal
heart posture, as we talked about, of bowing down before the Lord.
Isn't that good?
And then he said also in truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That Jesus is our Lord, that we are living according to the truth. We are obeying what he is speaking
to
us, his commands, his directions. We're being led by the Spirit of God. That we are worshiping in spirit and in truth, which also means we are being truthful.
I keep saying this.
The belt of truth.
About 6 months. But I'm going to talk about here.
And we are worshiping who we know.
I use the word soon loosely, kind of like Jesus did. He said,
worshiping
I'm going to be back soon.
And lifestyle
to be lived out.
Not a service to attend.
Not just a song to sing.
About identity,
not an offering to give.
That's something I really
all those are
I want to even get deeper
and all
revelation.
Those are part
on.
Of worship, but worship
of knowing
is a lifestyle
who we become when we're born
before
again,
the Lord.
And that will reveal to us what belongs to us.
Hebrews
because
13,
we won't
15,
walk
in
what belongs
things,
to us.
We
don't
know.
I'll let you get
it's
back
already
out
been
cold.
Given to us.
Hebrews 13:15 says,
"Most Christians
him,
I know
let us
continually
this
offer
most
up."
That I know.
A sacrifice of praise to God
believe
that is the
so
fruit of our lips that give thanks to his name.
And therefore,
beautiful,
they're
isn't it?
In a beggar state.
Have you ever
they're
read the next couple
God
verses?
To give them what already belongs
let's do that.
And they never access it because they don't ever know that.
We are really good, you know, we being Christians, of pulling
so
things,
in
scriptures
see,
out of context, or just pulling out the things
we
that we
are
like.
We're born again, what belongs to us.
And we kind of build
we
doctrines
have to know
around them. And
to some degree,
belief
that
systems
has to be settled in our heart before we can effectively walk in ecclesia, the authority.
So the scripture is really plain that we are to that a sacrifice
and,
of praise,
and I
our, the
have
fruit of our lips, that we're opening our mouth, we're giving God praise,
wants
and,
us to
and
walk
adoration.
We are walking in quite a bit
verse,
of authority
what did
and power,
I, 13,
but I sense that it there's a
15.
There's a
let's just read this
that.
In a few verses.
And
through him, then, let us continually
more,
offer up a sacrifice of praise
that.
To God. That is the fruit of the lips
power
that give thanks
authority.
To his name. And
but that's another.
Do not neglect doing good and sharing.
So Jesus
for
establishing
such
a new order of worship.
God
he says we must worship
obey
in
your
spirit
leaders
and
in submit
truth.
To
we
them
must
for they
be born
watch
again.
Over your souls.
As
we must
those
have
who
that
give
internal
heart
let posture,
them do
as we talked about,
joy,
of bowing down
with
before the Lord.
Unprofitable.
And then he said also in truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No, it's easier just to
that Jesus is our Lord, that we are living according to the truth. We are obeying what he is speaking
is
to us, his commands, his directions. We're being led by
worship.
The Spirit of
it's
God. That we are worshiping in spirit and in truth,
worship.
Which also means we are being truthful.
Music and singing.
The belt
very
of
validated.
Truth.
We have a book called The Song of Solomon.
And we are worshiping
we called
who
songs
we know.
Songs. David was a musician.
Worshiping is a
songs and singing is part of
out.
Hebrew culture. It's part of our
not
culture.
Not a service
it's part
to
of
attend.
Our created being. It's music.
Not just a song to sing.
It's powerful.
Not an offering to give. All those are wonderful, and all those are
but
part
do
of worship.
To worship.
But worship is a lifestyle before the Lord.
What if God just wants
Hebrews
us
13,
to
15. I'm just going
to
run through a few things, and I'll let you get back out in the cold. Hebrews 13, 15 says, through him, then, let us continually offer up
this fast
a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of our lips that give thanks to his name.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Most of the time I see people post stuff.
Have you ever read the next couple
social
verses?
Media that's news, if it's
Let's
not
do
Twitter.
That. It's like, that's already old. Just happened this morning. But it's
we are really good, you know, we being Christians, of pulling things.
Things are moving pretty quickly,
out of
not
context,
just news cycle, but
or
just pulling
out
are
the things
very
that we like.
Too. Moving.
And we kind of build doctrines around them and belief systems. Only one place in the gospel.
So the scripture is really plain that we are to that a sacrifice of praise, our, the fruit of
Jesus
our lips, and we're opening our mouth. We're giving God praise,
the Last Supper,
adoration.
When they were finished, it says they sang
verse,
a hymn.
What did I just 13? 15. Let's just read this in a few verses.
Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit
Jesus
of the lips that give thanks to his name. And do
not neglect
doing good and sharing, for with such sacrifices God is pleased.
You know what I'm saying?
Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account.
All right, let's close
let
with this. Romans chapter 12.
With joy
There's
and
so
not
many
with grief,
things
for this
here.
Would be unprofitable for you.
Then I want to ask you a question. And then pray.
Well, it's easier just to do part A.
But part
Romans
A is
chapter 12, verse 1.
Of worship.
I urge you, brothers.
A lifestyle.
Hey, let's worship. Just, let me, I, when I read that, I just heard it
music
as a decree
and singing,
to us. Let's
very
just
validated.
We have a book called
let's
The
just
Song
read it
of Solomon.
Right now,
we have another book called
The Holy
Psalms
Spirit
Songs.
He wrote the book.
David was a musician.
Is speaking right
Psalms
to us
and singing
as a
part
congregation
of culture,
and to
part
us
of our
individually.
Culture,
and this is what he's saying right
being.
Now.
Last day of 2017.
I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living and holy
music to
sacrifice. Acceptable to God, which is your spiritual
here it is again,
service of worship.
There's another
this
definition
world
of true worship.
Media news,
presenting our hitting, bodies, bang, presenting bang. Our life, all of our
Most
life,
of the time
our
I
spirit,
see people
soul,
post stuff on
and body
social media that's news
before the Lord.
Twitter,
an acceptable
like,
offer.
That's already old.
I don't know about you.
Just
I think
morning.
You're probably
old.
In agreement.
We're on to
with
the
me.
Next.
I'm so glad that we don't have to traipse all the way to
things
Jerusalem
are moving pretty quickly, not just the news cycle, but just things are happening very
grain
too,
moving.
I mean, dear Lord. I think about some of that, you know, in the Old Testament. And I certainly could not. I would,
place,
you know, I couldn't
the
be
Gospels.
The one slaughtering the stuff, man. It is just.
Does it mention
couldn't
that
do
Jesus
it.
And
so
his
glad
disciples
that we
sang.
Don't have to do that?
And it was the Last Supper when they were finished. It says,
but
they
he doesn't want
him.
Our grain. He doesn't want our animals.
He wants our whole life.
I'm speaking
and
to
he's
the
worthy
temporary.
Of
Church.
He's worthy of everything. He's worthy
Jesus
of every
him.
Thought, of every motivation of our heart.
I don't know about you, but I want to be more like Jesus.
Heart. He's worthy.
It just depends
of
on which
all.
Him. You know what I'm saying?
And it pleases us, Lord, to give it to you all.
All right, let's
this
close with this. Romans chapter
this
12.
God,
there's so many
that
things
you
here.
Are the affection of
then
our
I want
heart.
To ask you a question and then pray.
We worship you and none other. And God, I just ask you now. Just speak to
Romans
me,
chapter
my
12
heart.
Verse 1.
If I have
I urge you brothers
another, if I have idols or
hey let's just
any other
me,
things
I,
that
when
I
when I read that I just heard it as a
decree
are,
to us. Let's just read it that way.
Bowing before.
Let's just read it right
that
now.
You would reveal it.
The well, Holy Spirit that I may read.
He wrote the book
fully
is speaking
right
to
us
you.
As a congregation
so
and to us individually
us all,
and this is what he said
who are you
right
worship
now? Last day of 2017.
Who will you worship?
I urge you brothers by the mercies of God
you
present
worshiping?
Your bodies
will you be
a living and holy sacrifice. Acceptable
Therefore,
to God.
I urge you, brothers, by the mercies of
which
God,
which is
your
life,
a
spiritual
living and holy sacrifice acceptable
here
to
it is
God,
again.
Which is your spiritual
service
of worship.
Of worship.
You know what your spiritual service of worship is? Here's part of it.
There's
Verse
another
two.
Definition.
Do not
of
be
true
conformed.
Worship.
To this
presenting
world,
our bodies,
but be transformed
our life,
by the
all
renewing
of our
of your
life,
mind,
our spirit,
so that you may prove out what the will of God is, that which
Lord,
is good,
an acceptable offering,
and perfect.
I don't know about you,
not
I
being conformed to the world,
me.
But
I'm
being
so glad
transformed
we don't have
into Christ's
Jerusalem
image
with some
is worship
goat
before the Lord.
That's
in a basket of
right
grain.
Not powerful.
I mean, dear Lord.
I think
Lord,
about some
we
of that,
just
you know,
set it upon
Testament
our hearts and our minds. Oh. That's what we're going to do.
And I certainly could not.
That
I would,
is what we're
going to
do.
Any,
I
any
be
beliefs
the one
or
stuff, man.
Things that we've been believing for so long, Lord,
be.
We lay
I'm
all
so
of that
glad
before
that
you,
we don't
Father.
Have to do that. Thank you for building revelation upon revelation.
But he doesn't want our grain. He doesn't want
Thank you for helping us to remove things that we've been taught maybe or heard or been spoken over this that's been a lie.
He's worthy of everything. He's worthy of every thought, of every motivation of our
heart.
That's
really good there.
Of the affections of our heart. He's worthy of it all.
Right now, if there's a lie that's been spoken over you,
and it pleases us, Lord, to give it to
a parent, a pastor, a boss, a
this
coach,
is our declaration for this
some authority
next
figure
God,
in your life.
You if you have
and,
are
and
the
it's
affection
still bothering
of our heart,
you. Let's take that thought captive right now. We worship you.
I mean, you're
going
to have to do
other.
This. Take that thought captive.
God, I just ask you now, just speak to me
and
to
submit
my heart,
your mind.
If
and
I have affections
Lord,
for another,
then,
if I have
Father,
idols
I thank you for that right now.
Any other things that I have.
But that lie will not define
who we are, how we think,
before.
How we behave, how we speak.
That you would reveal
but only
it,
the
Father.
Truth of your word.
So I may repent and turn.
We remove that lie right
100%
now.
100% to you.
So here's my question
your
for us all. Who are you worshiping?
Thank you, Father,
who
for
will
the
you worship
again
this
experience
year?
Into new life.
What?
We may
worship
you in spirit.
What will you be worshiping?
And in truth. Thank you
this next year.
Jesus' body was torn. So the veil.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers,
by the
mercies
of
God, present your
not
life.
Not that we may travel in and out,
but that we may come into
God,
union
which
with
is your spiritual
you service
of worship.
You know what your spiritual
stay
service
in worship
of worship
before
is?
You. Thank you,
Here's
Father, that you've enabled
it.
Us to hear
Verse
your voice.
Two.
That you have enabled
Do
us
not
to
be
Christ-like.
That
we may live and
move
and
have our
being
by
that
the
you
renewing
have shed
of your
abroad
mind,
the love of God
so that
in
you
our
may
hearts,
prove out what the will of
that
God
we may,
is.
We
that
are
which is
enabled
good
to love others because you first
perfect.
Loved us.
Not being conformed to the world, but being
Lord,
transformed
thank you for our inheritance
into
as sons,
Christ's
the inheritance
image
of healing
before
physically,
the Lord.
Emotionally,
the
and spiritually.
Right not powerful.
For the inheritance as for kingship. That we
Lord,
rule
we
and reign with you, not
in our minds. That's
in just the
do.
By and by and in eternity,
that is what
but right
do.
Now on
any,
the earth.
Any beliefs
we pray that your
kingdom
come
that we've been
in our hearts,
so long,
in our congregations,
Lord, we
in
lay
our families,
all of that before
in this
you,
city.
Father.
Your kingdom come and your will
you
be done here in our lives, in our hearts, exactly the
Thank
way it's done in heaven. And
God,
we know that your will is always done in heaven.
Maybe or heard or been spoken over this.
That's the prayer we were given to decree. To declare. I want to remind you again.
That's really good there.
When Jesus gave that pattern for prayer, there's the word may.
Right now,
the word,
if there's a lie,
there's
that's
no
been
asking
over
to
you, it. It doesn't matter.
May
about
I have this?
Parent,
may you do
pastor,
this? Lord, would you do
a boss,
this?
A
you
coach,
read all of that the way
some
Jesus said it,
it
was
in
your
decree.
Life.
If you have
say
it
like
and
this.
It's still bothering you. Let's take that thought captive right
it.
Now.
Man, that's powerful stuff.
You're going to have to do this. Take that thought captive.
Thank you, Lord. God, we pray right now. Hey, let's pray for Matt.
Your mind and
Matt
thinking Sprouse.
To the Lord.
He's been some
Father,
dealing
I thank
with
you
some
for
health
that right
things.
Now.
And
that lie will not define
then,
who we are.
You know,
how we
also,
think, how
you,
we behave,
guys, you guys really need
speak,
to pray for Wyatt and Crystal.
But only the truth of your
too.
Word. So we
because,
remove that.
You know,
lie
I really
right
think
now.
They're going through a time of suffering.
And we
in,
take on your truth.
Fort Myers, where it's 80 degrees, and,
thank
and
you,
they
Father,
probably
the
need our prayer. So
into new life.
Yeah, it's
we may
you
worship
know,
you in
not,
spirit.
No sunburns,
and
you know.
Thank
or
you that
Jesus'
like that.
Body was torn,
yeah.
So the veil
yeah.
of the temple was torn.
Nathaniel,
not that we may travel
yeah.
in
let's
and out,
lift up
that we may come
any family member that's sick.
You,
if you're not feeling
stay
well,
in union with
let's
you.
Let's just
stay
lift that
and
up
worship
right now.
And you,
you
just
thank you,
pray,
Father,
however
you've
enabled
like
us,
the Lord,
to
whatever
hear your
words
voice God has given
that you have enabled
Lord, we just thank
us
you
to begin for
that
inheritance
light,
that
Jesus
that we may
took
live
every sickness
and
every
move
disease,
and have
every
our
ailment,
being,
that
mentally,
shed
abroad
the love of God
took
in our hearts.
He nailed it to the cross.
We may we are enabled to love others because
some good teaching. It is a doctrinal issue that has been done.
Lord, thank you for
our
inheritance as sons.
So we speak over our
bodies, you be healed, you be whole, you line up the way God created you to function.
The
every internal organ, hearts beat,
that
we
rule
speak to Matt,
with
Matt your body, line up the way God created it. We speak to your tonsils,
right now,
your esophagus right now.
We pray
in
that
Jesus
your kingdom
name,
come
you be whole,
in our hearts,
and you be complete.
In our congregations, in our families,
in Jesus'
in this
mighty
city.
Name. We lift
your
up Nathaniel,
come,
Crystal,
and your will
any
be
of those
done
that are dealing
here,
with things,
in our lives, in our hearts,
you
exactly
pray.
The way it's done in heaven. And God, we know that your will is always done in heaven.
We bless you for it.
And God,
that's the
we're,
prayer
gonna,
we were given
we're
to
not
decree,
only
going
to be like you in character, but
declare,
also in deed.
I want to remind you again.
And you went around
when Jesus
doing good,
gave that pattern for prayer.
Healing all that
the
were
word
oppressed
may,
by
the word,
enemy. There's no
so
asking
thank you that,
to it.
We,
may
we
I have this? May you
service
do this? Lord, would you do this?
Anointing.
You read all of that the way Jesus said
part
it
of our new created being.
Say it like this.
And decree it. So I just speak to our congregation now, Father God, that they would be instruments in your hands everywhere that they go.
God, we pray right now.
They would bring healing touch, Father, mentally,
Matt Sprouse,
emotionally, spiritually, physically.
He's been dealing with some health things. And
God, that they hear your voice. They would only recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd.
Every other one
they would know would be a counterfeit. Because,
God,
I pray that there would be dreams would be multiplied.
Fort Myers, where it's 80 degrees,
and, you would give
and
visions,
they probably
but
need
not
our
only
prayer,
dreams and vision,
so,
but you would give revelation and understanding with what we're
just seeing.
No sunburns, you know, or stuff like that.
Yeah.
God, thank you for connecting us relationally, not just here, but with others,
Nathaniel,
other congregations.
Yeah, let's lift up any family member that's sick, if you're not feeling well,
all of those.
Let's just lift that up right now and you just pray however you feel like the Lord, whatever words God has given you. Lord, we just thank you again for that inheritance that Jesus took every sickness, every disease, every ailment, mentally, physically, spiritually. He took it all, he nailed it to the cross. Yeah, this is not
just
some good teaching. It is a doctrinal issue that has been done
worship,
at the cross for our
style,
healing.
Church,
so we speak over our bodies. Bodies, you be healed,
I mean,
you
really
be whole.
Me,
you line up the way God created you to function. Every internal organ, hearts beat. We speak to Matt. Matt, your body line up the way God created it. We speak to your tonsils, your esophagus right now in Jesus' mighty name. You be whole and you be complete. In Jesus' mighty name. We lift up Nathaniel, Crystal, any of those that are dealing with things. If you want to give names, however you want to pray. And we thank you for that, God. We receive it now.
Let's go home.
We bless you for it. And God, we're not only going to be like
you
in character, but also in deed.
Thank you so much.
And you went around doing good.
Peace to your hearts.
And healing all that were oppressed by the enemy. So I thank you that we don't need to be in some service and get some kind of healing anointing. You've already released
bless
it
you.
To us. It's part of our new created
being. You know
where
the door is because you walked in it.
And it's really cold on the other side. So I just speak to our congregation now, Father.
Love you guys.
God,
have a great day.
Instruments in your hands everywhere that they go. They would bring healing touch, Father, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. God, that they hear your voice. They would only recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd. Every other one they would know would be a counterfeit. God, I pray that there would be dreams would be multiplied to this congregation. You would give visions, but not only dreams and vision, but you would give revelation and understanding with what we're seeing and hearing in the Spirit. God, thank you for connecting us relationally, not just here, but with others, other congregations, the work in India, faith comes by hearing, all of the things that you've been able to work through this wonderful congregation. God, thank you so much for their loving hearts, their giving heart, their heart that loves you. And God, above all else, if we can just wipe everything away. And I just want to tell you guys this too. If we can just put everything away. Worship, music style, church, teaching. I mean, really, for me, I'm just going to speak for me, and it's my hope for here, that everything gets boiled down to just the presence of God. Just the presence of God. That's it. Matter of fact, I think that's going to be my sermon series for the next 2 months. Every time you guys come, I'm just going to say, presence of God, let's go home. I'm just kidding. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Thank you so much. Shalom, peace to your hearts, peace to your mind, salvation to your families, healing to your bodies. Love you. Bless you. You know where the door is because you walked in it. And it's really cold on the other side. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Little chilly.
A little chilly actually sounds good. You know, some cheese, some crackers. Do you?